Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Senator, thank you, sir.
Yes.
Senator McClellan, I know.
John.
Yeah.
How you getting along?
Oh, pretty good for an old man.
Marvin Watson has been telling me that you were talking to him about our friend Orrin Harris, and. Is that thing ready to break?
Oh, yeah. Trouble is, it's down in state, you know. There's not so damn much room up there. I want to get over so people quit worrying
about it. All right. Would that make a lame duck out of him over there and affect his influence on these bills? He's got a bunch of them, you know, that are real touch and go.
I'll stay right there with you until it's over.
Uh-huh. All I was thinking about was about... whether it would affect his influence with the people he's going to have touch and go on 4, 5, 6 of the measures and health things, but...
I can't really answer that. I wouldn't...
I guess it doesn't make too much difference.
I mean, I'm not informed on that. But I meant so far as Orrin staying here and finishing his job, no. Won't affect him that much.
Now, how long will he stay?
After the session's over.
All right.
Well,
okay.
Well, that's understood. I thought I told you that.
That's good. Well, that's what you, I just want to be sure, you know, that we...
You, so long as you want him to, so far as this session.
Yeah.
If they take a long recess, why, then you might
want to... Well, now, you're not going to go on a goddamn bench and denut me in the Senate like I am in the House, are you?
Well, Kennedy offered me the Court of Appeals. I never intend to go on the bench. I don't want it. I want to quit. I'm getting tired. I think.
No, you're not going to do that. You're not going to do that either.
I'm getting old and tired.
No, you're not. You just, well, just quit working. I saw you raising hell with a bunch of thugs the other day.
So
just quit.
Mr. President, you and I are working too damn hard. You have to.
Well, I'm going to take...
As long as you're president, I know that. My God, I feel for you. My God, this damn pressure's getting rough.
Yes, it is.
It's getting rough. I don't want to say anything on how you coming. Are you going to find any halfway solution to this Vietnam thing?
No, it's a long, tough one. We just can't. No one can tell how much they pour in or what they do.
I want you to know that my heart's with you, God Almighty. What a problem you got on it.
It's the toughest thing I got.
It's the toughest thing. I don't want to add to your burden. That's just let it in. If somebody want me to make a speech, and I wrote them back, if I can make a speech, it'd be helpful, I'd do it. But I'll be damn fine you how to help.
Well, you can make one. You can make one some of these days, and you're my
lawyer. Now, support the president. That's what I'm.
You can make one some of these days when you're my lawyer, and when it gets down to where we get tough. Tough tissing. I don't want to call up my heavy artillery till we
I'm
get
not
to.
Heavy artillery.
Yes, you are. Get my urban affairs. If you want to do something good for me, because I've got.
But I'm going to let it come out.
Well, just go on and get it out, because, goddammit, I've got to all these folks. Rebikoff, his subcommittee has reported, and you're not for it, but let it get on out there so they can bring it up so I can keep these folks.
My word, I'm going to do that.
All right. They just, well, do it. The quicker you bend, the less pressure I'll be under.
Talked to me about it last Friday, and I said, all right, Monday we'll get together and set a day
good.
Convenient for
right.
you.
Okay, that's good. Make him do it as soon as he can. Every day they hit me. As not a day goes by that I don't get the pressure, just like you're talking about. And you just make him, he's had a little grandchild he lost, though, and he's had a lot of tragedy.
Well,
I know that. But you put a little oil of mustard, like we used to put in the Johnson City, Texas barbershop. Put a little in his seat and tell him, come on, let's go, and we'll get that one behind me, and that'll help me a little bit, and I'll be in touch with you. And Norma, you tell her I won't take her down on the boat with me some night.
I have enough trouble with her now.
Well, you tell her I won't take her on the boat with me, and if you behave yourself right, come home early, take a nap in the afternoon, don't overwork, we'll let you go along and supervise her. Good night, that'll be...
Send old Lord down here.
All right, Bill will announce Orrin at 4 o'clock.
Thank you.
And you can call him right now and tell him, and then Marvin, that'll save Marvin. Call. Why in the hell don't you move Watson to Arkansas? Looks like he represents them all
the
time.
Thank God, it's the only way we can get a contact down there, and I'm not blaming you. You got so damn many problems, as I said. Hell, my heart.
He's from Texarkana, and he's...
God, listen, I'm not trying to do you no harm. I can't agree with everything, but
I know it. 4 o'clock, we'll do it. You call over and tell him you said.
All right, thank you.